Let's talk a bit about Bilam. Did he have magical powers? Did Bilam have magical powers? And if he did, what were those powers? Let's read some of the evidence here. What do you think? You think Bilam had magical powers?
I don't know. What does magical mean?
Like, could he? I don't know. Does he have the power to curse? Does he have the power to curse? Plus, he have power to, if he says something, something should happen to someone that it will happen.
I've always had a question about him because when it comes to he had a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and an understanding of the way of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works to the point where he knew like the Raga Achas like but I always thought that in order to have that connection, a person has to be an Anav, a person has to be, so I always wondered how he could possibly so maybe magical, maybe it was
the Gaim had Nevi'im.
Right.
That is a point of contention. Okay, it's a point of contention. So let's see. We'll see where we come out. So in the simple understanding, well, at least Balak thinks he has supernatural powers. That's pretty clear. In Perach Chav Beis, Psukim Vav and Zayin, so Balak says to Bilam, "Vata lachana or Elias Amazah, I want you to go and curse these people. Ki atzum hu mimeni, they're stronger than me. Ulai chal nakebo v'agashen mi'aretz, because maybe I'll be able to smite the nation and drive them out from the land. Kiyadati, because I know Etzajer Tvarach Mavarach Vashir Torah you are. Because I know not only did he have the power to curse, he also has the power to do what? To bless. So according to this, he has the power to bless and to curse. And we tend to think, you know, Bilam is the one who curses. Balak believes he has the power to bless also.
It's funny because Hashem literally, as I was saying, Hashem promised Avraham that those who curse,
I'll
curse, and those
right.
who bless,
and
I'll bless.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's so if you're losing, maybe it's the same. If you, is it a package deal? If you have the power to curse, you also have the power to bless, and vice versa, or not?
Because if he did bless, then Balak was complained that he blessed them those times.
Right. Or is that like a one-time deal, where God just put this in his mouth and? Right. So. So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian went and uksamim biyadam. You know what uksamim are? These are like magical instruments, okay, in their hands. So it seems like they're bringing him stuff. You know, he needs his magical stuff in order to do supernatural stuff. Also, in Sefer Yoshua, when it talks about a little bit of the history of the Jewish people, I just want to point out in Perek Yud Gimel, when it discusses that B'nai Israel smote the many different nations, and it says in Pasuk HaBeis, "Vez Bilam ben Bor HaKosem," referred to him as a sorcerer. So I'm saying he's referred to as a Kosem, and they brought him Ksamim. Okay, so first of all, it seems that he even had the power to bless. So let's first address that. So Sfarno says, "Asher tevech mevarach, hine kochol lo yolavarach." He said, "No, he didn't have power to bless." Aval haya lekalel, but he could. So he didn't have the power to bless, but he had the power to curse. We're gonna see. We'll get back to Sfarno. We talk about cursing. We'll get that in a bit. But clearly, he said that he did not have the power to bless. So that's why, and that's why Balak could have asked Bilam and said, I don't know if you ever think about this all the time. Balak, he was scared of B'nai Israel. So why does he want to curse B'nai Israel? Why does he simply want to bless him?
Right?
I never thought about that. So he says he didn't have the power. Amar Yadati Asher Tevarach. But he said, "Asher tevarach b'varach." I know that if you bless someone, he's blessed. Lichvodol shel Bilam, l'rosh shelo chashav osu labaz b'va. He's giving him honor. So the Sfardo is basically saying that, well, Balak could have asked Bilam to bless him so he can defend himself against any nation that wants to attack him. But he doesn't do that. So obviously he didn't believe that Bilam had the power to bless. Ah, so why did he say, you know how to bless? First kavod. He gives him kavod. So he gave him kavod that he knows how to bless. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, "Vidira kilolam birchas Bilam kibirchas chamor." The blessing of Bilam is the blessing of a donkey. Ela Sharosha Marim Shayro bit Stagnino, Shaplodi Yala Ligdula, Vikadoba Hayosa Shavarko. Right? But he would engage in trickery when he saw that the astrologers would see, look, he was able to tell this based on the stars, that someone would be rise to greatness. He would bless him. People think that it's because of him. So meaning he knew how to tell the future, but he didn't know how to bless. That's according to Or HaChaim. So most Mefarshim that I saw really do not believe he had the power to bless. The Malbim did say though. Malbim does say, he had the power to curse a nation, a person or a nation with different types of sorcery, different types of magic, or iron hara. He was a sorcerer, an expert in the way the star was. You know what talismaot are? What does that sound like?
A talisman.
Talisman, right. Not a guy who has a talis. But you can make these kind of, magical stuff. So he had the power to bring goodness from the heavens down to the earth. So there are really three different questions. Do you have the power to bless? Do you have the power to curse? Right? So first regarding blessing, even some who say that maybe he had the power to curse, some say he didn't have the power to bless, it was just for honor. But the Malbim said he did have the power of a bracha. Okay, that's the other Malbim. Okay, so...
If he could tell the future, then it's almost like he's a... he's like pulling the wool.
Yeah. So we're gonna see the two different approaches regarding did he have powers to curse. So the first is the Ramban says, and the Ramban here says, Vatabade says that. And the reason for this miracle, that Hashem wanted to perform a miracle, to turn Bilam's curse into a bracha. La Rosa Bilam, to show Bilam, me some pal adam, me osumilem, who gives a mouth to a person, who makes someone mute? That's what he said to Moshe at the snare, the burning bush. Lo dio, to inform, ki Hashem poseach pia nelamim, Hashem can open the mouth of those who are mute. The Koshke, and certainly, she alem bir sort of piam darim. Hashem has the power to silence those who speak. Gam yasim befihem, devarim le devar kirtanok, ki akob yado. He could also put in their mouths words to do what Hashem wants, because everything's in God's hand. Ulaziro shelo yelech achar nachash v'kesev yikalem bohem, and to warn him that he shouldn't follow a sorcerer or to curse them. Ki benachesh v'kosim haya. So Ramban says that, yeah, Bilam had the power of sorcery. He had the power, he could curse people. Right? He thinks you could curse people. The Netziv says, L'cha na'arali. So there he says, Yoda she'ikar ha'yecholes v'kochahu be'eno hara. That's what he had to look. Right? He had to look. He said, Alkein mukhach lech liros l'abi. He used the evil eye. So somehow when he would look at them, that's why he had to see them
from a vantage point.
From a certain point, so there he would use his evil eye in order to, I don't know exactly how it worked, but I'm just saying that either he just had the power to curse, or maybe it was specifically through the Ayin Hara by looking at them.
I think there are people that believe in Ayin Hara in a way that they believe, like, if someone wears glasses, they're not going to give an Ayin Hara because it's like rock. I've heard that before. But I don't think that's the standard definition of Ayin Hara that we use, but...
Okay, interesting. I mean, there is a question whether what we talk about, like, you have to see certain things. If you wear glasses, can you?
It does count.
Okay. So then we have this Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, the Zayin Bet Av says, "Umi karitcha kavet kushabrichu." Is there anger in front of God? Says Ian, yeah, there's anger in front of God. The time, Kaluna Brisa, Elzoim Bechol Yom, Hashem gets angry every day. Kama Zamo, when does Hashem get angry? Rega, moment. Kama Rega, how much is a moment? Echad mi chameshes riba v'shmona salafim v'shmona meos v'shmonim v'shmona b'sha. So what is that? One out of 58,888 in an hour. And two chalakim after a second. So it's not like the Mola. Right. I mean, this is like, you know, a percentage of a second. So you break up. Nobody would know to focus, to have the proper concentration that hour. Except for Bilam, the Chsiv Bey, that he knew, that was written, V'yodea das Elyon. It said that Bilam knew the understanding of Elyon, the uppermost high, Hashem. And the Gemara asked, hasha das behemdlo havayada das Elyon havayada. I understand. He didn't know the animal, right? The animal was speaking to him, his donkey was speaking to him. He didn't know that, and he knows about God. El malame she yodea l'chavin osa shashkos baruch hu koizba. Means that he knew to focus on that time that Hashem would get angry. V'hayinu da amar lahu navi Yisrael, ami zechor da mayaz balak melech boav. He says, remember what Bilam had planned for you. Mai laman tzitkos da'as tzitkos Hashem. The pasuk continues, for the sake of the da'as of the righteous of Hashem. Amar lazar amar lahem kodesh baruch Yisrael, God said to Yisrael, du kama tzitkos asisi machem. You should know how righteous I was with you. Shloka asti, I didn't get angry, be made Bilma Rasha. I didn't get angry at you during the days of Bilma Rasha. Shalmale Kiasi, if I would have got angry, Lo Nishtar Misonem Shal Yisrael Sarda Paul. No, none of the Jews would be left over. And that's me. Behind the Kamalei Bilam the Balak, Ma Akov Lokova El, Mazam Lozam Hashem. Malame Chikol Osam Yom Lozam. Bilam is telling Balak, nowadays I can't, I have to do what God says because God's not getting angry now. So, but basically, the Gemara seems to say he knew when Hashem was angry, and he was able to take advantage of it and curse at that time. So these are a bunch of sources which seem to indicate that Bilam actually had magical powers. He had powers of sorcery. However, there's another approach, and we sort of hinted at it with the Or Chaim HaKadosh said already, right? That we saw that he could just see what's going on in the stars. The Abar Ben El sort of builds on this idea, and he says the following. He says, Hine imkein, Bilam haya barishona kosem, ki hu yitztagnin gadol michachmas hakochavim. What does a kosem really mean? I mean, so I say it was a sorcerer, maybe not. Maybe it simply means that Hine hu michach kosem. So he wants to say Kosem is not a sorcerer. Kosem is
an astrologer.
A super duper duper astrologer. Because he knew so much until the day of his death, he's called the Kosem. But Yodea Bachmahi Yadai Soros. He knew the future. So now he knew how to bless those who would be blessed, and to curse those who would be cursed. Kiyatz tagnin eino pol habracha baklala. Someone who is an astrologer doesn't know how to activate blessing and curses. Aval yagid osa kodem boa kfi mashiru aleha hakochavim mimsilotam. But he knows before it arrives how the stars are aligned, what's going to happen. Aval bala chashav sheyada bilam hamshich hamtzius achar ritzono. Balak thought that Bilam knew how to change reality according to his will. V'avshelo b'teva b'maseh talasim, even not with nature, even to go against nature through the talisman. V'lochein shachlo malacha v'ksam biyadam. That's why he sent all these magical instruments. He went to, where is it? Gringotts.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Okay, anyway. I know it's been many years. Okay, fine. No, so, now my granddaughter's reading it. So, okay. Rotzalomar, ha kelim ha tzrichim lakasem, ule talismot, ki ilu tomar kli ha nechoshu zotam efo de trofim. So, he knows, that's right. Now, when Balak sent Bilam stuff, is it because Bilam really needed it? Or because it was all an act?
Right, because you figured Bill would have his own stash. Why would he need someone else?
Okay, maybe, I don't know. You got to pay for expenses, you know. Yeah. I don't know. So, Ibn Ezra, we'll go back to Bar Ben El a bit. The Ibn Ezra says, "Varachol Beidai," seems to me that ki haya yodei mazalot, that he knew astrology, veisros of mazalot. So he says the same thing. If you see the same thing, and Ibn Ezra says, "Va'ed shadiber b'mirma im sari balak," so that he said explicitly he was engaging in trickery. Just want to point out, we had this one question. Well, why is he called a Kosem in Sefer Yeshua? So Barbanel gives his answer, because Kosem, astrologer is also Kosem. Radak says, why is he called a Kosem? Lodia kilo navi hoya ela Kosem. Undvuaso haisa lisha. It means he's a Kosem as opposed to he's not a prophet. And his prophecy was only for a short period of time. Olachava Yisrael barlava malach Hashem l'dabar nivosa hei. I mean, he was a lower level, according to the Radak, a Kosem is a lower level than a Navi. Just saying, that's so different. Is a Kosem a sorcerer? Is it an astrologer? Or you're saying it's someone who gets prophecy for a short period of time. Okay? So we have these two different approaches, right? Did he have powers, or he had no powers, but he was an astrologer and he faked Balak out? So the question is, why does Hashem, at the end of the day, right, so either he had the power to bless and to curse, or he just had the power to curse, or he just had or he had no powers at all. He's a fortune teller. Okay. So finally, why does Hashem stop Bilam? So let's go to the second paragraph in the Barbanel. Says the Barbanel, "Vine mana Hashem es Bilam milakalel sa'am." So Hashem prevented Bilam from cursing the people. Ratzon, he wanted shall kol panim yivarecho sa'am, and he wanted that Bilam should bless them. So he wants to say, according to Barbanel, like it's not due to the merit of the Bnei Yisrael or the merit of Mamon Har Sinai, because he can't curse them. Like according to Barbanel, why did Hashem turn it into a bracha? It didn't work. Like, Shem could have just had it not work. He didn't have to turn. Like, if you say that he had the power to curse, okay, so now Shem turned his curse into a blessing. But if he's simply a fortune teller, so he could say whatever he wanted, then it wouldn't have happened. Right? In other words, why does Shem turn his nonsense into a bracha? He said, Elik Neshai Inyan Bilam, Bebracha Beklolam, before some old Ben Omos. Geshol Dvar Meis Elakim. Everyone believed that he was, had powers. Moshe Mar Balak said that. Ki yadati asher tevarach mevarach, asher tov yor. Everyone knows that you know how to bless people, you know how to curse people. V'yim ha-bil m'kalash Yisrael, and if Bilam would curse the Jewish people, ha-yu goya aretz, bodchim b'klalaso, u'mis amsin li lachem b'Yisrael. The nations of the land would feel secure in the curse, and they would feel strong to wage war against the Jewish people, al-mish anet klalaso, based on the curse. But when they heard from his words that Hashem prevented the curse, Modia, and he informed Ki Baruchu that he gave a blessing in the end, or the nation is blessed. That they recognized, the whole world recognized that Hashem, the name of God, is called upon them. And they now thought that basically that the Jewish people would be successful based on God, from Shemayim. V'shehi b'gzeiras irin piskama v'mimar kadishin she'elta. This was like a decree from heaven. And it's that you can't, umi yomar lo matase, who could tell God what to do? V'lo yikub b'hem od ruach li lachem b'Yisrael. It demoralized them. The purpose of Hashem turning did Hashem turn the curse into a bracha in order because to stop the curse? Or did Hashem turn his words into a bracha simply to demoralize the nation? Right? And there's the Gemara which says, like, Chazal generally say that he blessed them, like he blessed them with the Bate Midrash, Bate Kinesios. According to Barbanel, he didn't bless them at all. It was nothing. In other words, we tend to assume that he turned a curse to the power to curse, and he turned to a bracha. I mean, maybe you can say Maybe, no, maybe you could say he actually did curse. He actually did give him a bracha, but the purpose is not to give him a bracha. The purpose was to demoralize people. It's not clear 100% according to Barbanel. Did he actually give them a bracha, or did the nation of the world believe that he gave him a bracha? Just that you can read it one of two ways. Not sure. Not 100% sure. And that's why it's very helpful. That's what Vizel Masha Maracha Maragim. That's what the Maracha said to Maragim, Shalach Yeshua. Yadati, Kinasan Hashem Lachem, it's all right. I know that Hashem gave you the land. V'chinafa imascham aleinu. And the dread fell upon them. U'me'an yadah kozal isha ahi, b'shem alokeyam, hu alokeyam, b'shem alokeyam, b'shem alokeyam. How did she know about this? Ela medivrei Bilam unvosav. She knew it from Bilam and his prophecies. V'chei nefesh ha'zavar l'chesed lo shal Hashem Yisrael. It's a fascinating, there's a great chesed to the Jewish people. I always thought, before being the Bar Midah, I always thought, why were the people demoralized? You could say they heard what happened to Egypt. That was 40 years before. Why do you think the people were demoralized? I think there's a more obvious answer why they were demoralized. Because they took out Sichon and Og. Right? In other words, that I always thought that that was the, that you know, basically Hashem saw to it that first, Hashem said, don't attack Moab, don't attack Ammon, don't attack Edom. So like, so you can see, Sichon and Og, I think, they were the strongest nations. And they're like saying, oh gosh, yeah, they're scared, we can take him. And they fought them, and they defeated them. And because of that, the nation of the land all were scared. But Barbanel gives another point, that Bilam's failed prophecy further demoralized the people. Okay? That's what the Barbanel said. The Ibn Ezra has a different take on this. He says, Vayavo Elokim l'chava Yisrael. God came to the to honor Yisrael. Ki Hashem yada dvar balpor. Hashem knows the future. He knows that Bnei Yisrael is sin by Baal Peor. Vila haya makala Bilam. Let's say had Bilam curse them. Hayu kola olam omrim ki bavur kilas Bilam ba magefa. They're going to think that why did Bnei Yisrael get the plague in Baal Peor? Because of Bilam's curse. V'yichil Hashem. Right? Or so that Bilam has the power to curse the people. So in other words, you have sort of three different approaches as to why. Either he, oh my gosh, he was going to curse them, he needed to turn his curse into a blessing. Or, yeah, he had no power to curse them, but it was going to demoralize the people, the nations. Or it was so that the people won't think when they sinned by Baal Peor that they sinned, that it was because of the curse. So basically, you know, this is like the classic story, you know, when we say, you know, v'hisham de'lavoseinu by the Agada, right? That every generation, people try to destroy us, and Hashem saves us. Sometimes we know about it, sometimes we don't know about it. Famously, you know, I'm sure we're familiar, that the whole story of Bilam, we didn't know about it, right? We only know about it when Moshe's reading them the Torah at the end, I don't know, at the end of Sefer Devarim, when you get the Torah. Oh, really? This happened? Like, because they know what's going on. They know what's going on. I mean, I'm sure earlier, but they didn't know what was going on. It was behind the scenes. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Sometimes we don't see it. And sometimes, the way Hashem saves us sometimes is practically thwarting the enemy's plans. If you believe that he actually tried to curse him, so then Hashem turned around and turned to a bracha. Sometimes, Hashem protects us psychologically, making our enemies feel like we not be defeated, according to Barbanel. And sometimes, making us realize that our behavior ultimately determines our faith, which is the Ibn Ezra. So different approaches regarding whether Bilam actually had these powers.